Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, this is Jonathan Messenger, and Griffin and I are just back from vacation. But today is actually a holiday here in the United States, so we're putting out this special episode. And I'm recording this the night before the 4th of July, so you may hear some fireworks exploding in the background, as they have been doing for the last 4 hours here in Chicago. Now, why am I here and not Bebop?
Great question.
Well, don't worry. Bebop Tales will be back on Friday with a brand new episode, but today I wanted to tell you about something that's pretty cool. Now, we're a member of a group of kids podcasters called Kids Listen. And every once in a while, the members of Kids Listen like to take a theme and make episodes that correspond to that theme. And right now, because it's the summer here in the U.S., the theme is road trips.
Robot road trips.
Well, yeah, I don't know about robot road trips, but I can tell you this. If you go to app.kidslisten.org, you can find all the shows that are participating in the theme, including two of my favorites, Book Power for Kids and April 8 Songs and Stories. These are great shows if you love kids' books and love stories.
Robot road trip.
Right, but Bebop, because we're in the middle of Bebop Tales right now, we can't just stop and make a road trip story, right?
Robot road trip.
Right, well, you know, we had an idea. Because our show is all about stories and creating stories together with our listeners, I thought it'd be fun to make something with our listeners. Something...
Make something? You mean like bake a cake?
No, not a cake, Bebop. Actually, I think you'll like this. So maybe you, listener, have played the word game where someone, maybe a parent or a friend or a sibling, asks you for a list of words like nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and then they write those words into the blanks of a story, but you don't know how those words will fit into that story until the person reads it to you.
What are you talking about?
Okay, for instance, Bebop, say I asked you for a noun. A person, place, or thing.
Easy, Bebop.
Okay, and now an adjective. Something that describes something or somebody.
Majestic, yet relatable.
Okay, it's only supposed to be one word.
No, it's one word. Majestic, yet relatable.
I think there's a comma in there somewhere.
Majestic, yet relatable. It's like a hashtag.
Okay, fine. Last one. A verb, an action word like run or fly.
Got it. Sleep.
Sleep? Really? That's your action word?
What? Sleeping is awesome.
Okay, great. I'll just write those words into the blanks here.
What?
That's how the game works. You give me the words, I write them into the story that's already been written.
Oh no.
So, for instance, you gave me Bebop, Majestic Yet Relatable, and Sleep. Now, I'll put this into the very short story that I wrote ahead of time.
Oh, please, no.
Last week, Betsy went to the pet store and picked out a cute little hamster named Bebop. At first, she thought, I don't find this hamster very majestic yet relatable, but she liked it because it spent the entire day sleeping.
I don't know if I like a game that turns me into a sleepy hamster.
But now you see how it works. So we're going to play a robot road trip game. Kind of like, you know, a game you would play when you're on a road trip with your family, but with robots. Here is how it's going to work. I'm going to list off a number of requests for words and sounds. Those requests will be in the show notes and at fincaspian.com/game. Now, if you'd like to play along, what you can do is record you or your brother or sister or your parents or all of you together saying or shouting each of these requests. Just use the voice memo app on your phone or record it on your computer and just let it run as one file and email it to earth@fincaspian.com. Now, I'm going to record the story and I'll edit your responses into that story and then I'll send you the MP3. I'll also send you a PDF of the story, so if you're going on a road trip, you can take it with you and play it in the car. So, here is what I need from you. Bebop, could I get a little fanfare for this?
Ba, 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 ba. Robot road trip.
Perfect. Okay, here is what I need. A noun, an adjective, a name, a verb, a pleasant sound, an ominous sound, the sound of a robot turning on, the sound of a confused robot, the sound of an alien practicing karate kicks, the sound of a robot asking an alien to stop practicing karate kicks, a fruit, and the sound of a robot eating a fruit.
This is going to be a weird one, isn't it, Jonathan?
Probably. So, all of those requests are in the show notes, along with the instructions at fincaspian.com/game. I know it probably sounds complicated, but if you'd like to play along, it's actually fairly simple. Just let the voice memo app on your phone run, or turn on a recorder on your computer, and just let it go and have fun with your family, and then email me the file. I'll take care of the rest. I'll do my best to turn them around as soon as they come in, but I'm only going to be able to offer this until July 18th. After that, you can send me the files and I'll do my best, but I'm only guaranteeing responses up until the 18th. After that, the story will be on the website, so you can download it as a PDF. So if you'd like to play along, check out the show notes, check out fincaspian.com/game, and we'll have a little bit of fun with our robot road trip game. Thanks, everyone.
See you Friday.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called the Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.